with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Edible landscaping is the act of designing residential landscapes to include food-producing plants. When people use edible landscaping, 90% of the time, the plant is there to serve an aesthetic function, with any harvests coming as a nice bonus. This is preferred for several reasons, but with the right plant selection, you can cut down on potential food costs and work more fresh food into your diet, all from the comfort of your own home. Edible landscaping plants are distinct from vegetable garden plants in the amount of maintenance they will need during the growing season and how long they will remain in your garden. The philosophy of edible landscaping is getting the most benefit for the least effort, and because of this, food plants are worked into the landscape in upward and outward layers. The plants closest to your house will be the plants that take the most time to maintain and harvest. These will typically be berry-producing shrubs like aronia, currant, or gooseberry. As you move farther away from your house, the landscape should transition to plants that are easier to maintain and harvest, like the tree fruits. Putting harder to maintain plants farther from your house increases the work you will need to put into your landscape and the likelihood that your plants will not get the maintenance they need to produce the food you're hoping for. In the vertical space, the tallest plants should be in the center of an installation, with plant height decreasing as you move outward. This permaculture technique is especially useful if you can incorporate shorter, shade-loving plants like leaf vegetables. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.